everything. And I've got one question for all you people out there. Who wants to smack down that dick?
I know I do.
We're here once again at the after party of Smack Down That Dick. We're live in Corpus Christi, Texas, at the American Bank Center, Smack Down That Dick, and our guest tonight, none other than Marky Markison.
The American Bank Center, Corpus Christi, Texas. My God, what a day this has been, Dick. This has been tremendous.
What a day.
You know, this SmackDown, let me just say real quick, Dick, I don't mean to cut you off all the time. I'm just ecstatic. I am excited. I am excited. What a five-star show this has been. My God, what a show.
It was exciting. It was wonderful. I tell you, you couldn't ask. I didn't think they could outdo Raw. But here we are again. It's SmackDown. It's Tuesday. You think, we're going in one more day. It's hump day. The middle of the week. People are kind of tired. But no, Tuesday night, SmackDown. Wow! What a show.
It was tremendous. I mean, everything was just came together so well. And my voice is a little bit messed up because I was just out there screaming and hollering so much. It was tremendous.
The main show of SmackDown That Dick. Tonight's episode, Marky loses it. He's screaming. He's going all out. You might even hear Merle there for a second. Mandy Rose. He's out there screaming for her in the front row. And security actually took him away because he had a little provocative sign. But man, what a show!
It was five stars. Easily five stars.
A bang! Here in Texas with a bang!
Bang, bang. My God, what a show.
Asuka on her fiery comeback tonight, winning a handicap match. Tell me about it, Marky.
That handicap match was just simply amazing. I mean, my God, you know, with Asuka versus Mandy and Sonya Deville, I couldn't get enough of it. I wish this match would have just lasted, you know, a half hour, 40 minutes. I could not get enough of these three women in this handicap match. My God, what a match.
She's getting her feet back underneath of her. That big loss at WrestleMania. Asuka. She wasn't as confident as she was before, but now she's coming back strong.
And I have to say, you know, when Carmella came out, the place just erupted. And she is such a captivating character, and I don't think people really give her the credit that she deserves. She's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic, I tell you. And then we also got to see a lot of stuff going on, the contract signing for Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles.
It's not a match. This segment, you know, Styles asking Shinsuke, you know, why do you do what you do, you know, and all these things. And, you know, being backstage and you're at the table and Paige, the general manager, is there. And she did a tremendous job. My God, she's coming across as the most legitimate manager perhaps in history. I'm sorry, Dick. I'm just so excited. This was an amazing show. And you know, to be honest, Dick, you know, this might have been my favorite segment in probably the past decade.
I surely didn't want to turn the page.
No, I didn't either. Like the handicap match, I wanted this to last forever. I mean, this was just amazing. You know, you got AJ, you know, smacking Shinsuke in the face. And, you know, Nakamura, you know, signs the contract. And he looks at Paige and he says, last man standing, you know. He just looked so great.
But not to change gears here, but let's talk a little bit. We didn't really touch much on the main show about the mixed tag match between Jimmy Uso and his wife, Naomi. And I think that's his wife. I'm not sure. I get those Usos mixed up all the time.
It's easy to do.
Gosh, I don't know. I think there's three or four of them. But they faced off against Aiden English and Lana.
Yeah, and you know, I think we're going to see a lot more Aiden English and Lana teaming together. And, well, I sure hope that's the case anyway, because these two look great. But, you know, Naomi and the Uso, I don't know which one it is either. I don't know. But, you know, those two team together, obviously, you know, they're married and whatever, so they have pretty good chemistry. They're used to moving their bodies together. It was great. It was 5 stars.
You know, this match kind of confuses me somewhat. You know, I'm watching and I'm like, what about Rusev? Why isn't Rusev and Lana facing the Usos and Naomi? That seems like it would make a lot more sense. And I'm wondering, is there a little bit of something going on here? English and Lana and Rusev.
Well, are you implying perhaps a love triangle, Dick?
Hey, who am I to imply?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I just... Oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good. But, you know, I was just thinking maybe Rusev wanted the night off. I didn't think about that.
Maybe. Maybe that's all it is. I might just be reading a little too much into things here.
You might be. You might be. Just a little bit. And that's okay, because, you know, our minds wander from time to time, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
Speaking of wondering, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair looking so fine now with her boobs fixed and her teeth fixed and everything fixed from the European tour that went a little south for her. Good for you, Charlotte. She faced off against Becky Lynch tonight.
That was, you know, another 5-star match, no doubt about it, you know. It's just, you know, these two women, they really love each other. And, you know, the whole tea time thing and all that stuff. My God, how cute is that? I mean, it's just really cute. And I think these two just have tremendous chemistry. And, you know, Becky Lynch ended up getting the win, which I think may have surprised many. But Becky, my God, she looked great out there.
She came out of nowhere. I haven't seen Becky Lynch win a match in a while, I think.
Nowhere. She came out of nowhere.
Big win for Becky Lynch.
Out of nowhere.
We also saw Big Cass yet again. He run down Daniel Bryan.
You know, Big Cass, and I've said this before, but I think Big Cass in particular, he is the future of this WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, because he's so freaking big. My God, this guy is a legitimate 7-foot-tall. You know, he's talking about how he feels bad for Daniel Bryan because Bryan brought it on himself by asking to come back to WWE in the first place. I mean, my God, what powerful words. What powerful words from Big Cass.
Big, powerful man it is indeed.
God.
We also got to hear from Sin Carso. I can't ever remember his name. He's hardly ever on TV.
Sin Cara, you know, he's Sin not.
Carso. And he talked with Deutsche Finn. I got my notes here. Finn Toises. They're both, you know, Spanish.
And I thought it was Kathy Kelly.
Idrade Sin Almas. And Zelina Vega.
Oh, I like her.
That one, Zelina Vega.
Yeah. And well, my God. You know, this segment, you know, the sheer intensity was just amazing from Almas. And I just thought, you know, seeing Kara looked a little underwhelming, but my God, this Almas character, he is going places.
I tell you, Almas beat down Sin Carso.
And it was great. The intensity was just unparalleled.
I felt a little bad for Sin Carso myself, but that Almas, he's going to get his one day.
You know, I don't know if I just had, you know, too much Pepsi or what it is, but Dick, I'm feeling excited. The product is better than it ever has been before. My God.
Pepsi.
Well, you know, I'll drink other things, but, you know, Pepsi is what the American, whatever the arena was called. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm just so hyped.
Let's talk a little bit more about that main event. The New Day versus The Miz, Rusev, and Samoa Joe.
My God, what a hard-hitting match this was. And I have to say, you know, Samoa Joe looks better than he ever has before. And let me tell you something about Samoa Joe.
Okay? Joe was a beast.
He was a beast. And let me tell you what, Dick. Samoa Joe, he was nothing in TNA wrestling. He was nothing in Ring of Honor. He was nothing in PWG. He was nothing in New Japan. He was nothing in Pro Wrestling Noah. He was nothing in Combat Zone Wrestling or any other little place he used to work. Let me tell you about the star that Samoa Joe has become, Dick. Dick, let me tell you about the star. He is a star. My God.
I don't know about those places. I haven't even heard of most of them. I think I've heard of New Japan. But man, Samoa Joe, he's a big Samoan. And he just makes his way around that ring as he plays. He's Big E, let's talk about these two big dudes getting together. Wow.
You know, Dick, I'm still becoming acquainted with the wrestling Twitterverse. You can follow me at Mark Markison. I think. I mean, that's my name, but I'm trying to get used to it. I'm trying to learn how to do all this stuff. I'm trying the hashtags and all this. But something I see consistently is the word thick, but the kids spell it differently than they used to. It seems that the word thick is now spelled T-H-I-C-C. And my God, that is what Big E is. He is thick with two C's.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Once again,
well, that's okay.
But I'll agree with you.
Well,
let's go plug the Twitterverse there. You have Mark Markison there on Twitter. And then you can follow me at Biggins_Dick on Twitter. And then there's our tagline main page run by my assistant, John. And that's let me find the, where's the...
You really gotta do something about that assistant. I can't stand that guy.
Hey, John's he's a good kid.
Well, that's exactly right. He's a kid. He has no business doing this stuff. We put on some, you know, we do serious work, Dick. And Dick, we need to do something about it. We can't. Well, maybe we should talk about this off the air.
That might be a better idea. Oh, here he is. It's at, that little at sign, I believe. Maybe it's an and, I'm not sure. That little A.
Shift and three. Go ahead.
Yes, shift and three. No, that's pound. That's a pound sign.
That's hashtag.
What's a hashtag?
Well, that's what you put your words with Twitter on.
And two, that's what we're looking for. The at sign, at friends_Dick, friends Dick.
My God, what there a five-star night.
And that's our company name, Friends of Dick, LLC, INC. Give us a follow, and we should probably mention Merle, too, at Delmont Merle. Give Merle a follow as well.
Yeah, you know, I did listen to your guys' show, the Raw show. I can't understand half of what that man says. I can't even understand him, Dick.
Well, you guys are both, you're from different necks of the woods, so to
speak. Well, I'm from San Mimosa, so I, Dick, what's his name? Merle, he has no idea what that is.
Man, what a SmackDown it was. I can't wait. Next week's SmackDown. First, we have to check out Monday Night Raw. We'll have a new episode of Dick does Raw?
And, you know, for me, I'm actually going to be heading off to Memphis pretty soon. I'm actually going to go up I-95, hit south of the border, on the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Going to cross over and head back down to Memphis. Are you ready for SmackDown on Tuesday, Dick?
I'm always ready to SmackDown that, Dick.
Oh my God.
We will be bringing you more big action. Next week we'll have more after party after the main shows. And I tell you, I don't know what's up for next week, but wowee, I would love to see Samoa Joe versus Big E one-on-one.
Two really big guys, my God.
And I tell you what else I'd like to see. I'd like to see Rusev versus Kofi Kingston.
Oh man.
Machka kick versus that big spinning kick that Kofi Kingston
Trouble
does.
In Paradise.
That was a good match.
I'm hoping that we can see something like Sin Cara versus Xavier Woods. My God, could you imagine that?
It'd be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And that's the best thing about World Wrestling Entertainment is you never know what you're going to get.
Never.
Never.
What's gonna
I got
happen.
It. I've got
anybody can pick anybody at any given moment. And it's all up to you, WWE Universe. You cheer for who you want and you get what you get.
You get what you get. And could you imagine if he hit the... If Kofi Kingston hit the boom drop on Rusev.
Boom!
My God.
It would be great. I would love to see it. Who knows what they have in store for us next week. Guaranteed, though, you can count this and take it to the bank. There will be pancakes.
Oh, there'll be pancakes. There'll be syrup. Aunt Jemima herself will be in attendance. And my God, it's going to be a spectacle. And if you don't think this is entertainment, people, every single one of you need to stop right now. Stop what you're doing and smarten up. Smarten up, my God. This is entertainment.
Oh, calm down, Marky. It's somebody take the Pepsi away.
I can't help it.
Take the Pepsi away. I see Vince over there laughing. His little Mark going out again. Yeah. Wave at Vince, Marky. Hey, Vince. We're wrapping up the show.
I love you too, Vince.
Let me just say again, thanks to Elias for stopping by and giving us that great intro tonight. He swung by the arena, you know, we're here in Texas. Corpus Christi Raw was in Texas as well. Man. What a show. It's great to see everybody. Great to have the family all together. Raw, SmackDown, everybody on the
everybody.
Same. Everybody's on the same.
Elias team. Is a pretty big guy.
Yep, Elias is a big
Dick,
guy.
Dick, did you see how big he was?
Elias is the man, I'll tell you.
His arms are the size of my head, Dick.
Like him or not, Elias is a man.
He is.
He's not just like a guy or a dude. He is the man.
He is not a boy either. My God, he's a man.
So that's us. That's me and Marky.
Oh, boy.
And I coming to you live. This is the after party. We're wrapping it up. We're going to get out of this Shark Tank. And we're going to go party a little bit with some of the boys and get back on the road.
I can't wait. FedEx Forum, here we come. My God, it's going to be great.
And then followed up by next week's SmackDown.
Oh, my God.
Anything you want to add, Martin?
My God, this is a 5-star company. It was a 5-star show. And I'm on cloud 9, Dick.
You are definitely on cloud 9.
You know, I kind of want to see, you know, Rusev and Kofi, whatever his name is, I don't know, and hit the Machka kick.
I'm going to say, let's make it happen. I'll talk to Vince. Let's make it happen next week.
I think that would be great.
let's wrap it up. Let's get a word from our sponsors. If you liked Eight Friends of Dick, then you will love the new show, Dick and Friends. Every week, Monday nights, Dick does Raw. And followed by Tuesday nights, SmackDown That Dick. Check out the full episodes on http://www.dickandfriends.com.